Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Our friend and former Hennepin County judge, multi-time chief judge, Kevin Burke, is with us. To start this hour, it's always a pleasure to have Kevin on the show, like every guest on this station. Kevin is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. We're going to talk about the Hennepin County Attorney's Office. Multiple ways, but in particular, some excellent reporting by friend of the show, Lou Ragusa. Lou was able to find a policy change, which, started yesterday in Hennepin County. Here's what Lou was able to find, a copy of a policy from sources inside the office that was distributed late last week. The document was entitled Negotiations Policy for Cases Involving Adult Defendants, okay? Lays out a number of considerations for prosecutors to take as they negotiate and offer resolutions to criminal defendants in forms of plea deals. This includes race and age of the defendant. Reading right from what Lou found on this document from Mary Moriarty's office. While racial identity and age are not appropriate grounds from departures, proposed resolutions should consider the person charged as a whole person, including their racial identity and age. While these factors should not be controlling, they should be a part of the overall analysis. Just a couple more sentences. We'll get Kevin's thoughts on this. Racial disparities harm our community, lead to distrust, and have a negative impact on community safety. Prosecutors should be identifying and addressing racial disparities at decision points as appropriate. This is one part of the policy. Kevin, as someone who still pays very close attention to the law, was a judge in Hennepin County for decades, when you hear about this policy change, you say what?
I'm not sure exactly what to say, because you start with people who have read the article or seen the TV coverage. We're really divided as a nation about race. So if you end up saying things like, should you consider race in a decision, a whole bunch of people will say no. But the fact of the matter is, we know from implicit bias research, people do consider race. So it could very well be that all Mary Moriarty's policy is an attempt to bring out of the shadows what has been there for a long, long time. So, for example, before the show, I went through and I looked at a lot of scholarly research, which shows that there are racial disparities in many parts of the country in plea bargaining. So raising the issue about how do we deal with charging decisions and plea bargaining and acknowledge that race can negatively impact how we make decisions is not an irresponsible thing to do.
Is there
reaction?
Is there any question at all whether this is legal?
I don't think so at all. And I saw in one of the stories some professor saying, "Oh, this is going to be unconstitutional." I think, and the Supreme Court's going to knock it down. I think that it's more likely the White Sox are going to the World Series than this is going to be found unconstitutional. And let me give you a reason why. The decision to even consider how plea bargaining occurs was a very split decision by the U.S. Supreme Court. And I think it's as likely or more likely that the Supreme Court would just say, plea bargaining has nothing to do with judges and we're going to ignore it. So I don't see any chance that this is unconstitutional. Whether it will make a difference, I don't know. What we do know is this. Since the racial bias task force in Minnesota, all kinds of studies indicates there are disparities that can't be explained other than on race. So raising the issue about saying you got to look at a human being holistically isn't an irresponsible thing. And let me give you one last comment about this, which it goes back to the Viking Love Boat case, in which there were arguments made in that case that one of the white suspects was not charged and only four black guys were.
Mm-hmm.
And
That's
I was
right.
the judge in that thing.
Okay.
And what it came down to was this: is in order for a judge to rule that a prosecutor has discriminated based on race, you really have to go in and say, yeah, that person intended to discriminate. And so it's a very high, almost insurmountable standard. I said at the time that I thought a better standard was, how does this look? Because that's how a lot of behavior, at least regulating judges, is. It's the appearance of impropriety. So asking questions about how will this look to the community based on race as one factor, and just acknowledge that you're doing that, is not, it's not a shocking thing to do. Again, let's see what happens if you collect data over time and say, can we get any better in addressing disparities?
Okay. For someone who's heard you and say you have a favorable opinion of Mary, she worked as your clerk, right? Years ago?
Yeah, that's 35 years ago. Yeah. You're right.
Right.
No, she's a friend.
Okay.
This is really not about Mary Moriarty. It's a big national issue.
Yeah, but it's she's the boss, right? I mean, let me just jump in.
Yeah.
She's the boss. She put the policy in. So it should be about Mary, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, you're right.
So if let's say a 40-year-old white person commits the exact same crime as a 30-year-old black individual, is the default going to be we're going to go easier on the 30-year-old black person?
I don't think so. I don't think that's what the policy said. It said, look at the person that...
There's a lot of reasons why it could be different, but I mean, the policy does talk about should consider the person charged as a whole person, including racial identity and age. So isn't that pointing out the age and racial identity, and that needs to be a factor in evaluating a potential plea deal?
Age has historically been considered, and nobody has raised boo about it. Right? So there is, for example, a law from the United States Supreme Court that says you can't execute juveniles for a death penalty, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's age. You can't kill people. You can't give life without the possibility of parole, except in unusual situations. Again, that's age. We have a problem in the United States, and we have a problem in Minnesota with no explanation for why there is such disparity in the criminal justice system based on race. Taking some action to address that is a good thing to do. So acknowledging that many of our decisions in the criminal justice system, including decisions that I made, could be influenced by implicit bias. Asking professionals to question your own decision-making is a good thing to do. It's like a checklist. Is this being driven by implicit bias? Because I looked at the mug photo and the guy looks like a thug out of a movie. So that's why I'm going to charge him. And then it turns out, you know, the bottom line is we know things like that can affect our decision making. So to me, it's a good idea to at least try to get people to talk about how do we change the course of racial disparity in the criminal justice system.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Let's talk about The Office overall. This is Kevin Burke, frequent guest of the show, friend of mine, love having him on. Multi-time, was the chief judge of Hennepin County, and was a judge there for decades. There are a lot of people, and I'm in this category, I will admit, where I knew where Mary stood when she won. She talked about it, but I think there have been too many cases, Kevin, where I think the sentencing has been too light, including the most recent case, which received a great deal of publicity, about the individual who damaged six Teslas, caused $20,000 worth of damage, including over $10,000 to one car, and instead of facing any sort of criminality outside of a diversion program, that did not happen. At the same time, we would find out, good reporting by another friend, Jeff Day, that during a recent time, a 19-year-old damaged one car, and they faced a felony. And just the inconsistency. You're a savvy person. You pay attention to what's going on. When the perception is out there that Mary has been too soft on crime, what do you say to that?
Well, I think that perception is out there. I think that's been there from day one. She has her critics like anybody in public life. I think, though, that when you react taking one case and say, oh, this is shocking and all that other stuff, let me give you another one. There was a case several years ago before Mary was county attorney in which two boys did $200,000 worth of damage to a religious institution up in the northwest Hennepin County suburbs. And that the decision was made, $200,000, 10 times more than the Tesla, not to make those two young men go to prison or jail, but to do community service. So you can find individual cases like this. Now, let me go back exactly to the one you said.
Yep.
The woman who was compared to the Tesla thing, to me, it doesn't make a lot of sense. But I don't know anything about her, and I don't know anything about the Tesla guy. I don't know, for example, how did this woman react? I don't even know if Mary Moriarty personally knew about it. I mean, you got to understand, this is an office that prosecutes thousands of felony cases. A lower level case, why didn't you give diversion in that case and charge them? I don't know that she knows. And I also know from at least the cursory television coverage is, although you weren't given diversion and they charged the case, it's possible that they're going to have somebody now review the decision and say, yeah, we'll give them diversion. We'll give this woman diversion, or we'll give her a misdemeanor. And so I don't know those facts.
From your understanding the law at a great level and your gut instinct, if someone damages six vehicles up to $20,000, do you think it should only be a diversion program?
No, I don't know enough about the case. My gut reaction was similar to yours. Is, you know, you're gonna, if somebody had asked me, you'd take a lot of grief by giving that case diversion. Whether it was the right decision or not, I honestly don't know. I've read no police reports. I have no idea who this guy is, other than he apparently works for the state of Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
He's not particularly young. But I did a lot of these cases. And if you're going to be good at this, you have to know something about the individual. And I don't.
Kevin, I always appreciate it. I always learn plenty when we talk. Enjoy the day, and you know we'll reach out again soon.
I hope you do.
Absolutely.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Judge Kevin Burke, outstanding with us. You can react to any part of that conversation because we're getting texts. Plenty of people reacting. Love to have more. 651-461-9226.